Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Nehemiah was basically saying, I'm working here, won't you come up to me? They wanted to meet with this man so bad. Think about this for a second. They know that he's rebuilding a wall. He's fortifying the city. Why is he going to stop and come to you? If you wanted to talk to me so much, come up here and help me with the work. Amen. They didn't want to do that. So that let their right, that you know that they weren't ready. They weren't right. They wanted to kill him. Whenever you're trying to do God's work, let me tell you folks, Satan wants to kill you. And if he can't kill you, he'll try to kill somebody else that's close to you. I don't know if you understand that Nehemiah building these walls just weren't about a physical wall and stopping the breaches from coming in. It was a spiritual wall. If you missed that, you missed it all. Think about in your life, how many walls you had set up where Satan come, he couldn't get in. You had it secure over there. But now as life went on, time went on, things went on, your walls are torn down. The things that you wouldn't say no to, now you're saying, oh well. The things that you say was evil, now you're saying, oh, I don't know now. Maybe we can be tolerant of this. I'm changing my view now. Yeah. If it was wrong a few years ago when you had your walls, spiritual walls built, why is it okay now? Amen. Your walls have been torn down. Secure your walls. Satan cannot take your salvation, but he can take your testimony. He can take your name and just destroy it. And remember, if you call yourself a Christ, a Christian, you represent Christ. Your walls have to be certified, fortified, and protected. That you're doing things right in the sight of the world, but most importantly, in the sight of God. So we see that Sanballat and Tobiah got very mad and they wanted to kill Nehemiah. But Nehemiah had discernment. Discernment is so important. Let me tell you, this is why so many Christians live a mediocre life and a defeated life. They have no spiritual discernment. Get into God's word, it'll tell you what you need to do. Nehemiah knew that these guys weren't right, because if they were right, they would have came up to the word. They want him to come to them. Discernment. Here's what discernment is: the ability to judge matters according to God's view of them, and not according to an outward appearance. And he had the power to discern both good and evil. Get to know God's word. It says, "Thy word have I hidden thy heart, that I might not sin against you." Discernment comes through spiritual maturity. We can't be a babe all our lives. We have to start, the Bible says, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Whenever you have spiritually matured, you're able to take God's word and take it through his will and say, all right, hey, this is what God wants me to do. Now, when something's different, if it's knocking up against that, it's wrong. It's pretty simple. And lastly, discernment can also be a gift. God gives spiritual discernment. He says, seek him and he will give you those things that you need. So they laughed at Nehemiah, say he's trying to build these walls. It's been torn down for 100 years. They laughed at him. Then when the work is almost done, they'd be saying, hey, we're going to come up with you with armies. We're going to come up with you with armies and tear that wall down. So these guys got some surrounding enemies to say, hey, we're coming up against you. So they tried to strike fear into God's people. God's people cannot function with fear.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.